السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. Inshallah, we continue with the rest of Surah Al-Fatiha today, and we go word by word, understand how to say each word and each letter, and then how to say the ayah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So we start from اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. So the first word is اهدنا. When you look at the Mus'haf, and if you are using a Mus'haf where the alif does not have a sign, then you have to put a zir or a kasra under alif to pronounce it. Now this has a rule, and right now I just want you to go ahead and do it by memorizing, and we will go over the rules at a later point. So here we have alif, and then we have ha with the sukoon. This ha is deep, coming from the chest. Ih, 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 dina. And after a sukoon, when you have the next alphabet, we usually will emphasize that sound. Ihdina. Instead of saying ihdina, it's ihdina, dina. Push the sound of the dal. Ihdina sirat. The letter sod is coming from the back of your tongue being elevated high. But the lips should not be rounded. You should try to keep the lips straight. As-sui. As-sui. Repeat with me and try to put a finger on your lips and keep it steady. You can look at the mirror. As-sui. As-sui. And then a ra fatha also makes a heavy sound. We say it's heavy, it's the aw sound. Ra, ra. Take the tip of your tongue up to the wrinkly part right behind your front teeth. Okay, and just you need to stick it up a little bit behind the teeth. Ra, afira. Repeat, afira. And then the letter ta is also considered a heavy letter, meaning that you have to elevate the back of your tongue as well. Atta, sirata, as-siratal. When you come to the letter lam, now you need to flatten the lips because lam sukoon is soft. So we don't want to make it heavy. This would be as-siratal, tal. I'll give you two sounds. Listen carefully. Tol. This is without straightening the lips. Tol. This is not correct. The right sound will be tol. Tol. You see, L. When I say L, you can feel that the lips are being straight. So this is how your lam sukoon should be. As-siratal. As-siratal. Then mus, meem dhamma or meem with the pesh is mu. Push your lips out, make a tight round circle with it, and for the seen sukoon again, flatten the lips. Don't keep it rounded anymore, because seen here is not in a dhamma position, it is in a sukoon position. Sukoon means there is nothing going on, you are just resting. So mus. Mus. I will give you two sounds. The first will be the wrong sound when my lips are still rounded for seen. It will be mus. See, the sound is us. Mus. Mus. This is wrong. The right sound will be mus. Mus. With the lips being straight. It might take some time for our ear to catch up to the difference in sound. Right now, if you just focus on the technique, inshallah, even though you may not be able to detect the slight changes in the sound, but alhamdulillah, you would start a good practice. Al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. I'll say it again, you repeat after me. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. In the next ayah we have the same word being repeated. صراط صراط الذين. The letter ذال, tip of the tongue, will barely touch the bottom of your front teeth. الذين. And نون فتحة will be ن, not نا. When I say the soft alphabet with the ا sound, what I need to focus on is that my chin or my jaw will drop just a little bit. Instead of putting on a wide smile, you don't have to smile too much. You just have to open your mouth and drop the jaw. For noon fatha, na. Siratal ladhina. Again. Siratal ladhina. Next word, an. Alif fatha, a, noon, an. Then عين and ميم عم عم أن عم أن عم ت فتحة ت not ط. If you remember from a previous exercise where we were doing the sound of the فتحة, if you elevate the back of your tongue for ت فتحة, it would be wrong. You would end up saying ط ط and ta. Say both sounds and focus on the back of your tongue and feel how it is going up and down. Ta, ta. Ta, ta. We need to say ta. That means keep the back of the tongue down. An'amta. An'amta. أنعمت عليهم. So here we have عين ع going back to the throat. Okay, عليهم. Actually the letter عين, مخرج of the عين is in your throat. ع عليهم غيري. غين is غا and يا makes it غي غي غيري. ري is soft sound, that means my tongue needs to be all depressed, all low. غيري. For غين فتحة, back of the tongue goes up, غا and يا it comes down. غي غي غيري الماء. Here ma was low, right? Mim fatha ma, just like the ta fatha ta. Mim fatha ma, the back of tongue is down. But for ghain sukul, I need to elevate it. Ma. Say with me. Ma. And hold the ghain a little bit. Whenever we have sukun, oftentimes I'll tell you to hold the sound because by holding it, you show its unique properties, and we'll discuss properties or sifat of letters later. But right now, mar, mardubi. For dod, fat, dod with a dhamma, you elevate the tongue. Actually, you lift the whole tongue up towards the roof of the mouth. Bo, bo, mardubi. Ba kasra or ba with a zair e sound. المغضوب غير المغضوب. Repeat. غير المغضوب عليهم. Now comes a special word, wala, and then you have dad with a shadda. What is a shadda? It looks like the letter W. It means there's two of the alphabets here. The alphabet is being repeated twice. The first time we say walam, wa, la, and then catch the dad, and then stop the sound from escaping from the tongue. Your tongue is like a scoop, it's being lifted up, walam, and hold it there, walam. And then the dad, we will stretch the sound of ba up to 6 counts. That means if you make a fist with your palm and you start opening your fingers, the time it takes us to open 6 fingers, or well, we don't have 6 fingers, but imagine if we did that, that's how long it would be. Well, balling. Repeat it again. Well, balling. And then the li part is also long. It will be 5 counts, depends on your recitation. So here we will do a longer sound. Well, go li. And we end after finishing the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, because it is a dua, so we say Ameen. So that's it for today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.